This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
AB now is also about to become eligible. And besides Seattle, they say other teams might be interested. Why? Why would you want that loser on your team? If things don't go well or don't go his way, he's only going to create problems. And I listen, I know he's tried to stay out of problems the last couple of months. It's funny, right? The rest of us, it's like most of our lives. This is one of them that just, I just scratch my head and it's like, why do you want this lowlife on your team? He's such a loser on every level. And the way he has been disruptive on teams and gone after owners and coaches and teammates. And he's just liable of doing something stupid. It's like the Odell Beckham stuff that I was talking about earlier on the show. It's just, if it's not one thing, it's another. Well, actually, it's not on this show. I haven't gotten to Odell. I'm thinking of Onside. I just don't know why anybody would want AB.
Lewis Riddick said something really smart today, this morning. If he was a defensive player, it might be a little bit different having to deal with this guy, you know, the player itself. But the fact that he's on offense, you know, it's kind of like there's more involvement, more needing to work with other people. You know what I mean? Your linebacker, hey, man, just shed blocks and tackle people. You know what I mean? It's react. There isn't the need for cohesiveness and working as a unit like on offense. You know what I mean? You could have rogue players on defense. And it is, I think, a factor. AB, being in your offense, putting him in your offensive room, the disruption that guy could be, it wouldn't be as big on defense.
Yeah.
You know?